When Tim Denson ran for mayor in 2014, he wanted to make sure that he found out the needs of everyone in Athens.
Nowadays, we rely on social media for a lot of stuff and a lot of input, but that doesn't get to everyone.
Even though he didn't win the election, Tim Denson is now president of the nonprofit Athens for Everyone and is working to make Athens better for, as the name would suggest, everyone. After the election, Tim says that public transit was on the minds of commissioners, the mayor, and was an issue that came up while talking to people during his campaign. So Chris Dowd, who is the secretary of Athens for Everyone, created a survey about transit services. Tim thought that the surveys would show that people wanted a fare-free system and was surprised by the results at first.
Turned out the number one issue, and it kind of caught us by surprise, was that the buses didn't run on Sunday. When do you do your grocery shopping? When do you go and pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy? When do you go to a movie? And it's like, you do those on your days off, and you're on your Saturday and Sunday. And so for a lot of people, they only had a half a weekend, you know?
For Jerry Jones, an Athens native and user of Athens Transit, the lack of Sunday buses did prevent him from going to church on Sundays.
I hope the buses continue to run, because the people of the community that need the buses to run, because there's so many things they can do. They can go to church, they can take the kids out to restaurants or shopping.
He emphasized that for people who rely on the bus, it's important that it runs every single day.
You know, it don't matter if they ride or don't, but you got other people using the bus and need the bus for themselves too.
So in October of 2014, they officially began the campaign for Sunday bus service. They challenged the commissioners to ride the bus to a commission meeting. They did a letter-writing campaign and presented the letters at a commission meeting along with some of the personal stories they had heard about the need for Sunday bus service. They brought bus-shaped cookies to the Athens Transit staff.
So we started working with the transit system here. We started meeting with Transit Director Butch McDuffie and the county manager. They realized, yeah, we need Sunday buses. We've been hearing it for years. And it's just the budgets never approve it. It just never comes through.
But this year was different.
This is a perfect storm. We can make this happen. The transit director is going to be asking for Sunday bus service. We've already started this campaign. We are going to push this hard. We're going to do this.
With the combined efforts of Athens for Everyone and Athens Transit, Sunday bus service made it into the budget proposal, which was then passed.
But it was still an exciting time. You know, we went to the commission meeting. Basically, it was just like, all right, so the Athens-Clarke County budget, take a vote, and it like passes. And like it just happens like that, very unheralded. We're just like, yes.
In August of this year, Sunday bus service began, and Tim was one of Athens Transit's most excited riders August 16th.
I rode the bus that Sunday, that first Sunday, I think like six times. It was kind of ridiculous.
However, even with his victory, Tim says there is still work to be done. Sunday service has only been passed for a one-year trial period, and if enough people use the service, it will be here to stay. One way Tim wants to work to gain more riders is by destigmatizing transit services.
There's a lot of people who haven't ridden before and they're like, oh, you know, public transit's dirty or it's dangerous. It's really ineffective, or public transit's for poor people. So we thought this is a good opportunity that, like, let's just get people to just take the bus to Brock this one time and realize it's really cool. And maybe you'll do it just a couple more times a year. And it seemed to really work. I mean, the first numbers in that first Sunday were just massive.
To be exact, Athens Transit recorded 2,428 riders on the 8 weekend routes that were operated that first Sunday. The target number for Sunday service is the same as a typical Saturday ridership, or about 1,400 riders. If more people begin to use public transportation services, street congestion and the negative environmental impact of motor vehicles can be reduced. And now, Athens Transit bus services are available every single day of the week. For Athenian News, this is Jenny Alpaugh.